Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. And knowing that truth, we take these next moments to connect with that presence. These next moments to recharge our battery, to fill our lamp, to turn up our light. And so I invite us just to come to this present moment, letting go of what happened to us earlier today or thinking about what we're going to be doing the rest of the day, but coming to this experience of God right here, right now, in this moment. And so aware of our breath, the breath of God that lives and moves in each and every one of us, the breath of God that created us, the breath of God that sustains us. We allow that breath to take us to the place to commune with God. And so this morning I would invite us to climb a mountain, remembering that Jesus went to the mountaintop, to that high place in consciousness, to commune with God, to get recharged and filled. And so we see ourselves too, with ease, just letting that breath of God just carry us to the top of the mountain. And there we are, on that mountaintop, sitting in the presence of God, open and receptive to the gifts of God, to the infilling of God. So whatever we bring to this mountaintop, whatever need, whether it's a need for an answer, whether it's a need to feel the presence, it's always the place where we are charged and where we are filled. And so we sit on this mountain with arms outstretched, heads tilted back, heart wide open to receive the light. As we sit in the silence on this mountain, and oh, the beauty of sitting in this presence, the presence that is always with us, but it is when we are still and focused that we're most aware. And so as we begin to return to this place, as we let the breath of God just move us down that mountain, but carrying that light and every gift that we receive there with us, giving thanks. Giving thanks for what we know is the truth, that we are one with each other, that we are one with God. And we give thanks that we know that we are a light in the world, as we remember Jesus' words. You are the light of the world. Not to hide our light under the table, but to put it on the lampstand so it lights the entire room, so that we can glorify our Father who is in heaven. And we are grateful. And we do pray this in the beautiful consciousness of the one who knew what a light he was and told us that we too are a light, Jesus Christ. And in that Christ that lives and moves and has its being in each and every one of us. And so it is. Amen. And now we will sing together the prayer that Jesus himself gave to us.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory for